Braden Brown now joined by Dina Wilson as we talk Opie girls basketball. Dina, we always appreciate you stopping by. Hard to believe it. We've made it to the very end of the regular season, and you got a big one tonight at Little River. But before we talk about that contest, let's talk about the win you picked up on Tuesday night over Nemaha Central. Can you walk us through some of the key moments?
Yeah. You know, they're a really tough team, a bigger school, and we had a tough game against them last year. So, you know, we were down a little bit, you know, there in the end of the third quarter, and able to pick it back up, and had some couple girls step up for us there in the fourth quarter to tie it up and put us into overtime. I thought our girls rebounded really well. We, you know, defensive rebounds, we out rebounded them, and then hit a lot of really key free throws there in the overtime to put us up for the win.
When you look at how your team's playing right now, getting ready for the playoffs, how do you feel about it? Are you guys ready to go on a long playoff run?
Absolutely. You know, our girls have put in a lot of work and a whole lot of challenging games here in the last few weeks, and that's really it's been great for our girls. They've learned more from the losses, you know, recently, and they're up for it. They know that this is what they need to put us into a competitive level in the postseason.
You mentioned that, right? Some really difficult games down the stretch, so you should be pretty battle tested. And another one of those tonight, taking on a really good Little River squad.
Absolutely. They are a really good team, coached really well, and they're all real athletic girls. And so it'll be a tough one for us tonight. So we'll just have to contain them and be prepared that, you know, any of them can shoot from the outside, and they've got some bigger girls inside to, you know, to challenge us in our post play. So we're just going to have to put it all together tonight and be on the top of our game.
What do you think the biggest factor will be if you guys want to grab the victory in this one?
Taking care of the ball. I know that we struggle with that at times, and just being, you know, being on the attack. Our last game we had a lot more free throws taken, which means we're, you know, attacking the basket a lot better than we have in the past. And so I think if we can take it to them and not be on our heels and, you know, offensively, I think that'd be good. Defensively, our girls, you know, are good at getting in the passing lane and, you know, really playing good team defense. And so hopefully that'll help us tonight against Little River.
We're talking Opie girls basketball with head coach Dina Wilson. We always appreciate her time. Coach, from your thinking, being able to schedule 23 games up to, what's been your thoughts on extra basketball just around the state?
Well, practice is always good, but games tend to give you more knowledge about, you know, where you're at as a team. So it's nice to add those couple extra games in, and with our schedule here at the end of the regular season, I think that is, you know, the best for us moving forward into postseason. So it's been good for our girls to get more games in, and hopefully that means our record will hold out and get us a little bit better seed, you know, a little higher seed when we, you know, work into the postseason.
When you look at getting ready to start sub-state action, you received a first-round bye. So what does next week look like when you guys have an entire week off look like for Opie girls basketball?
We'll be able to, you know, to take the things that we need to work on and spend more time with each one of them. So, you know, working on our offensive sets and continue with our tough team defense and our zone defense and just be able to, you know, take the time to shoot when we, you know, are at practice. You know, sometimes you just don't have enough time to do all of the free throws, all of the 3-point shooting, all of the things you want to do. So a whole week of practice is going to be good for our girls to get in some time in the gym.
Overall, in the sub-state, you guys are in the 3 seed. What's your kind of thoughts on your guys' draw?
I think it's a good spot for us. I know that our competition will be tough, though. seen some film on Clemson Clyde and Centralia, and I know that those two will be the top teams for us to look at. So, you know, it's tough when it's teams that we don't ever see during the regular season. So it's nice that we have access to some film and be able to, you know, see how they compete against some other teams that we do know. And they're very similar to the teams that we play in our league. And so I think that's been great for us to have a really good competitive league. To be able to compare it to, you know, to see that, you know, this team's going to be like someone we've already seen this year. And that really helps our girls understand mentally how to, you know, address the team and how we're going to work to play against them.
Dina, we really appreciate the time today. Good luck with the game against Little River tonight, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
That sounds good. Thank you for your time.